Gateway and Ad Council.
I guarantee that there will be a lot of people upset when I get done with what is about to hit your ears.
Oh, no.
This is good, though, because it's good information. You need to have some of this information. If you're a traveler especially, maybe I should have Tom Parsons come back, spend a little time talking about the new year and the new process and procedure at the airports for screening. Just to review, going back to the year 2010, Department of Homeland Security discovered... This is by looking at the x-rays and doing background search on people that they found questionable. This is the new x-ray devices and some of the older tools that they've been using. This is what they have discovered. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
They found 133 transvestites, 1,485 hernias, 3,172 hemorrhoid cases, 8,249 enlarged prostates, 59,350 breast implants, 3 natural blondes, and no terrorists. That's a result of the most recent research up to the end of the year from the Department of Homeland Security.
I don't like that natural blonde part.
Yeah, well. All right, maybe you'll like this. There is a company that actually... is making T-shirts and underwear which block the body scanners from seeing what is beneath them. There's a new underwear line which is designed to block your private parts when you go through the body scanners.
So aren't they going to want to, like, see what's under there then?
Well, so
if
far...
they can't look, they're going
so
to have to...
So far, no. So far, no. This is a company, it's called, let's see here... what did I do with that? I'll find
Underoos Superhero Airline Edition.
Yeah, Underoos, that's what they call it. Yeah. Right. Okay, so here's what...
they have like little pictures of Superman and Batman on the cover?
That's right.
So the person who put this together is Mark Carey. He lives in Erlanger, Kentucky. And if you go on to AOL Travel News, Richie, Clay, Roberto, you like to do these things, check out this website. AOL Travel News, you'll find scannershirts.com. You know, you don't have to go to AOL. I guess you could do it. Go to Good Day. You can go anywhere. Just go to the website scannershirts.com. What this does is help you, if you're a traveler, particularly those who have families, protect your modesty when you go through these security machines at the airport.
Not that bad, though, is it really?
What? Looking,
I don't know. I think there's a lot of hoopla. I mean, yeah, they can see stuff, but they can only see, like, outline.
Are you still upset about them finding only 3 natural blondes? You still upset about that?
I try to remove the evidence, Doug.
I see. Okay.
Well, how do you know they're natural? They could be dying down there, too, you know?
All right. Mm. Anyway, the public is expressing...
$14.99.
Yeah, for a shirt and underwear, right?
It says on it, all rights reserved, and has the crest. Yeah,
I mean, if you wear one of those shirts or these special underwear that we've heard about, aren't they going to think you're like, I mean, aren't the terrorists going to get it and pack it in up there? I mean,
it blurs images of your private parts as you go through the airport scanner. It doesn't prevent you from getting the... See, my problem is, I don't care what they look at. They can look at all of the ding-a-ling-ings that they want.
You don't want the radiation.
Yeah, I don't want the radiation.
They have boxer briefs with USA and a star right where, you know.
Right.
In fact, you're proud to have them look at your stuff, Doug, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't have anything to hide.
It's just nice to get a little attention.
Many people said. So... anyway,
you might not want to let that get out.
Please, but I have nothing to hide.
Yeah,
you hit the button on that.
No, let that one roll.
All right. So this is again scannershirts.com. I'm not getting paid for this. I just find it interesting. They have T-shirts, and as Richie said, the stars go over the breasts. They have bikini underwear with the U.S. seal and all rights reserved on it. There are boxer shorts that say USA, have a star. To block your private parts. Now, for children, they have long T-shirts that cover their private parts, and a happy face goes down there. There are...
Yeah, I see that.
You guys see that, Reggie?
Uh-huh.
There are some other similar products on the market, but they are not made in America. This is the only line of airport scanning,
I've
blocking
I've got to imagine this
underwear.
Is going to raise concern
that
when
this
you're
is
going through
American-made. Well, they'll pull you aside and do a pat-down.
Oh, yeah. So why not just do the pat-down?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is an American... Richie, we're trying to help the entrepreneurs of America.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
So, Doug.
Yes, Clay.
I don't know if this is an appropriate question to ask.
No,
but,
finger on the button. Go ahead, right. Clay.
And his
if
job
you
is
could pick it. Any... Because you said you're not getting paid by those people, which you're not. If you could pick any sponsor for the show and have anybody sponsor the show you wanted to, who would you pick?
For the Good Day program?
Yes.
If I had any sponsor, Dunkin' Donuts.
The one with the most money.
Dunkin' Donuts. I would like to have Dunkin' Donuts as a sponsor.
Really? Why is that?
Because their product is perfect for this program, and it's perfect for the time of day that we do the perfect. Dunkin' Donuts, be a perfect sponsor.
And then we could pay you in trade, Clay, because we know that you exist on donuts. Don't you?
Oh, man, donuts. And they have Baskin-Robbins combined.
Yeah, Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Oh,
we
yeah.
The ice cream that's sold at Easley Farm, even though it's only for Easley Farm, much better than Baskin-Robbins. Baskin-Robbins, pretty good ice cream, though. It's in the same league as Ben and Jerry's. It's pretty much that good. Much better than the average stuff that you get at the average ice cream stand.
Your stuff or Baskin-Robbins?
My stuff. Baskin-Robbins is not as good as mine, but it's pretty close, pretty good. There we've got about a 16% butter fat. Most ice cream that you get from the big purveyors is about 12% butter fat. Some of it may be 14%. But the good stuff is...
What's your butter face?
Butter, yeah. So, anyway...
Welcome to Butter Fat Chat, everybody. Good morning.
Now, to add to all of this, there's a new peer-reviewed study that suggests that the body imaging x-ray machines that we've been talking about being used now by the feds can be fooled by terrorists who now are, according to the people who want to scare the pants off of you, pardon the pun, are saying that the terrorists could mold explosives to conform to their body parts. And there are some people, this is really weird, and I'm going to let your imagination go wild, that are having operations to remove one of these two items that men have and put a false one in there.
Oh!
All right?
So how are they going to...
That's an interesting...
What are they going to do with the virgins?
I'm not... I can't get into that, Richie. I don't, my research hasn't gone that far. But they're...
But wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
If I take that off, yet I'm doing this to get the 72... Yeah. Something doesn't compute.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm looking at a story. It's in the New York Times about the x-rays. The article was done by Dr. David Brenner at Columbia Center for Radiological Research. Research includes estimating the risks of the x-ray exposures. He's been one of the biggest critics, telling people that if they're smart, they won't go through this. But there are also people that are looking at these taped-on bombs or... You know, using various... These people are crazy. You know what? I go back to what I said a few minutes ago that some of you thought was facetious when I said the results of airport screening from the TSA, the Department of Homeland Security, terrorist plots zero. Haven't found any. The way they have found those who might be plotting has been through other directives and through other devices and through other departments. So what? I ask this question, and I will ask it probably from now until I take my last airplane ride. What in the world are we doing to ourselves? I demonstrated it with humor by telling you the various things that they have found. But here we pay, I think it was, $14, $16 billion last year?
Yeah.
You want to cut the budget deficit, get rid of this.
I was listening to an interview the other day about right now the Secretary Napolitano is cruising through the Middle East. And one of the stories that they were talking about is comparing Israel's security measures in airports to ours.
Yeah.
And we always wonder, why don't we do what Israel does? Why don't we profile?
Yeah, it's always
the
question.
Why don't we interview? Why don't we do this?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually came up with two legitimate excuses.
Really?
Now, the two main ones being the time that they spend
with each and every passenger.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, Israel has
a
couple of million people travel every year.
Yeah.
We have a couple of hundred million people travel every year. So for us to be able to take 2 minutes, 3 minutes with each passenger is just, you can't do it.
Rich, if you're getting a pat down, that's what it takes. That's
Israel spends I think it is like 70 cents or $1.70, whatever it is, per passenger in security. And we spend like 24 cents. So to do what they do, we would have to spend like 10 times the amount of money that we're spending per passenger to do what they do. Right. So now how do we overcome that?
Uh-huh.
But at least, you know, all right, that's legitimate. I can see that.
Yeah. All right, so it is food for thought. Everybody has their 2 cents worth. What about yours? If you have 2 cents, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, my 2 cents worth on yet another story this week of a man who dies from prostate cancer. Every week, it sounds like an old, it is, it's an old, tired story. And I don't understand how more people are not getting on, well, I shouldn't put it quite that way. Excuse me, Clay was saying shouldn't. It ought not to be that we focus on the fact that there are people that we're getting through to with a message about prostate checkups and using super beta prostate as a way to feed your prostate. But still, there aren't enough people doing it. Otherwise, there would be nobody dying. Because I maintain, and the research backs me up, that nobody, no one has to die of prostate cancer. You keep your sexual life active and you feed the prostate properly, you will not have a problem. People who do not feed it, probably who feed it lots of fat, fat will create cancer in there, and not using the proper bodily functions, that also is a reason for things not to work as you get older. So you know, if you choose not to be sexually active, that's up to you. If you choose not to feed your prostate, that's up to you, but you can almost count on getting sick. So why would you do that? For those of you who don't want to, you have concerns, may I suggest that you call this number for a free month supply of Super Beta Prostate. Get on the product and find out what you've been missing. Help take care of your prostate by calling 800-607-7078. That's 607-7078 with an 800 in front of it. Ask for Super Beta Prostate. You want a free bottle to get started, why not? Free. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Yeah. Ooh, we've got a big, deep announcement voice. I could be on the radio, Richie, 21
after. He was homeless a day ago.
Yeah.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.
Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yenny.
Jennifer Horn.
Yenny from the block.
Along with Yo Berta.
So is she Yay Lola?
Yo Clay.
She'd be
Yo Richie. Hey, and Lola. Yo Mama. All right. So apparently J-Lo's first ex-husband causing problems.
Is this the waiter or the dancer or the...
His name is Ohani Noah.
That's the waiter.
The waiter.
The waiter.
Yeah, questioned by investigators this... about a discrepancy concerning payments that Ms. Jennifer Lopez made to him. They reached a deal after he sued her for firing him as a manager. Apparently, he was running a restaurant for her. Is that right? Do you remember that story?
Right.
Yeah, in Pasadena.
Anyway, the IRS told this fellow that the 1099 form submitted to them was double what he put down that she paid him. don't you love the guys in the IRS? This is another example.
Oh, hit me with that again. So the IRS
claims that he got paid half of what she says she paid him. So she's deducting twice what he says
he
got paid on the 1099. All right? So anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't work very well.
No. So anyway.
News for you, Holmes. They've got her checks, too.
Yeah, right.
They can check it out.
They know what's going
on. Check it out. Get it.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Did you hear about the guy from the IRS who was ripping him off, who was lying on his taxes, and now he got fired?
Was ripping who off?
The IRS. He worked for the IRS, but he was lying on his taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How stupid do you got to be to work for the IRS and then try and cheat them?
Pretty dumb.
But then there are a lot of people who have not gone to the School of Hard Knocks like we have, Richie.
Yeah.
On Rachel Ray today, Gwyneth Paltrow reveals her favorite on-screen kisser.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Who do we think it
did
is?
Did I win?
No, Rich, sorry.
Darn.
Anybody got any ideas?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Jennifer. Affleck, yeah. Who do you say?
Jennifer Horn.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, okay. Clay, you got an idea?
Who played Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Was she in it?
Dreamboat.
Richie?
I bet it's a girl.
You know who I'm going to say it is?
Oh, who then, Rich?
I'm going to say it's
this
guy right here.
Huey? That was her dad.
This song is so gross because they're singing a love song like they were lovers and their father and daughter in the movie.
And then they make out.
Same thing with Skyrockets in Flight.
Gwyneth Skyrockets in Flight is done by Air. It's not Air, but
it's a girl, huh?
Skyrockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight, Starland,
yes,
Vocal Band.
Very good.
1974.
Is it a girl?
It is not a girl.
Okay.
But some people think there is a problem with his sexuality.
George Michael.
No, I don't think that's the
case. Ricky Martin.
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
What?
Really?
He did a cameo at the beginning of Austin Powers and got to make out with Tom Cruise. It was amazing. He is an amazing kisser.
Wait, they were in Austin Powers?
Apparently in a cameo at the beginning.
How do I not remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah,
Austin Powers
is driving down the road, and, like, Tom Cruise and him are in an action sequence, and, like, he's being chased by a helicopter or something.
Yeah. Somehow or other, she shows up, and she said it was an awesome kiss. She said it's not very professional. We exchanged all kinds of action. So anyway.
Huh? What does that mean?
Wow.
I suppose tongues?
Ew. I wonder if Katie Holmes thinks that. She always looks miserable when she's standing
there. Yeah, she doesn't look real happy, does she?
They live on the street next to mine.
I don't find them.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Do they have to share bathrooms and have rat infestation problems like you do, too?
Probably
Maybe
not.
Maybe your rat is Tom Cruise's rat. save it.
I'm going to catch it. Sell it on eBay.
Right. And then you put little notes on it and send it over to the Cruise home.
See what I have to deal with, folks? Every day, 4 hours of this. All day, every day. This kind of foolishness. 28 past the hour now. A good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Between overcrowded flights and fewer nonstop routes, chances are you're going to get stuck at the airport. So why not arm yourself with some tools to make that experience just a little easier? FlySmart is a new application for the iPhone and Android with complete terminal directories. That means you can track down your gate, nearby ATMs, shops, and other amenities. The app also tracks flight arrivals and departures. Now, if you're a real travel nerd, then why not tune into what the pilots are saying? The application Live ATC Air Radio taps into live air traffic audio feeds, so you can actually hear what's happening out there. Gate Guru is another popular one. This one hones in on the really important amenities in the airports, the restaurants. And don't forget to see what specific airports and airlines are offering. With British Airways, you can check in using your mobile device. Meanwhile, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport has a valet app to make parking reservations straight from your phone. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot, and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty, starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators.
On air. Online and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system. Out.
Everything you need to know about what's going on in the world today by people who are experts in their field.
Dancing is not one of those.
Richie's in charge of the hay field. Jennifer's in charge of the cornfield. We'll send Roberta to the spinach patch.
Spinach patch?
Clay can go to the weed patch, yes.
Aw, why
experts
spinach?
Experts in their field, because you're like Popeye. Right?
Curtis, go to the weed patch.
A very good play.
Clay's enjoying that himself. Isn't that sweet? The Doug Good Day program, our focus on technology here. Clay's going to have our social media headline of the day in a moment. I noticed in looking at, every day I do a couple of different things sort of in sync. I'm always looking for a new website. I want to have one new website a day that we talk about. I also look at surveys of various things, and there was a year-end survey done about technology. Now, we know in the greater scheme, that's a big tent, technology. How do we – television is technology. Radio is technology. Making furniture uses technology. There is technology. The technology we are talking about is the new videos, the – new web stuff, the new media, that's the technology. Whether it is texting, we use email, or people aren't using it as much anymore, we use Facebook.
Communication technology.
Right. But the survey suggests that even though we have more ways in which to connect, it does not appear that people feel like they are more connected. The study shows that people feel more lonely, even though technology is providing more ways to reach out to other people. In fact, Clay, two-thirds of respondents note that they believe there is more loneliness in society today than there has been previously.
Yeah, because you're in front of the screen.
Yeah, 64% say that they have fewer meaningful relationships now than they did 5 years ago.
And 80. I don't even think it's because you're in front of a screen. It's sort of like when you're in New York. When I first moved to New York, I was extremely lonely and sort of still am because there's so many people around you that it's just you feel sort of insignificant.
Easy to be ignored.
On Facebook, when you look and you see that you have 368 friends or 1,000 friends and you only talk to five of them, you sort of get the same feeling.
Right. 84% acknowledge with some of this new technology, IM, text messaging, email, social networks, it's easier to stay in contact. It has not resulted, though, in forging meaningful bonds and relationships. Respondents on average in Facebook have 136 friends on average. You know that? The average number of connections to people who belong to Facebook is 136. Do you know that?
Hmm.
I think I asked that question already once. Do you know that?
You did. No, I didn't.
Only six are considered committed confidants. Pretty much what you just said, Clay. 24% say conversations via new technology leave them feeling closer to the person with whom they are communicating.
But you know what?
What?
You know, at the same time, I have friends and relatives that I see three, four, five times a year that I talk to three, four, five times a week on Facebook that I have much better relationships with had it not been for Facebook. My sister-in-law, for example, married to my older brother. We get along really well. She's really cool. And we talk a couple times a week on Facebook. And if it weren't for Facebook, I would see her maybe once a month, every other month, something like that.
Right.
And I really appreciate the fact that we have a better relationship because of it.
Well, I think that's what you're looking for. It doesn't happen. You have one example. Can you come up with an example, Roberta, in your life where you're closer to somebody because, well, you don't use the electronic stuff that much.
Right? No, I really don't.
You and Jim Bohannon. Perfect example.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good friend of yours that you get to see a couple times a year, maybe, and you really enjoy seeing him.
Yep.
But now you get to chat with him, you know, three times a month.
Make fun of how old he is.
Right, yeah, because of it. So, I mean, that's where the real value is. If you're looking to get married, hook up, you know, something like that, I mean, or improve your social circle that you hang out with on a regular basis, probably not the place to be. Yeah. But if you're looking to just enhance relationships that you already have and then meet new people on the peripheral, you know, it's a big help.
Yeah. Yep. It is a big help. There are ways of living. You can be negative about it. You can be positive about it. Either of those things.
And I will tell you, I have good Facebook friends of people who listen to this show.
Right.
Would you ever invite them to your house?
Well, see, that's the thing. We have great relationships.
Invite me to your house?
Of course I would. But we have great relationships. I mean, you know, Jennifer, or Doug. Okay?
Yes, Rich.
Robert the Redneck.
Robert the Redneck. God bless him.
Okay.
Look at how much we love Robert
the
Redneck.
Never met him, but we loved him.
Never met him.
When he died,
we were very sad.
We were extraordinarily crestfallen when he died.
Okay, let me throw another one out there. Heidi. Yeah.
Heidi, yep, the lady that ran the diner. I went to visit her. Took the because of her connection through our Pal Talk medium at the time, the video connections that we had, I went up there and did a program from her diner in a cold, horrible,
you don't like the cold.
But you loved it. But
I had a great time.
Look at what Pal, and those were two Pal Talk friends.
Yeah.
Facebook's the same thing. Look at what that did for us to meeting new people.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, they weren't personal friends that we see every day.
We've met new friends.
They were friends.
Our Facebook friends that have gone on there and onto the wall, and we've brought them onto the program and interviewed them and gotten to know them a little bit better. Very cool. No question about it. All right. Well, anyway, there's that study. Now, let's get to our poll today and for the weekend. There is an ongoing effort, although I think it has stopped by now. The leaders of Congress, both on the Republican and Democratic side and both on the Senate and the House side, decided that they would have a reading of the Constitution, first time ever done in either House of Congress.
No.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep. First time it was ever done.
Like ever?
Ever, ever.
They should do it at the beginning of every
Congress. Well, we were talking about that. So it sort of captured the imagination of a lot of people. Again, not political. Every member of the House has stood up and and read a passage. It started with Pelosi and Boehner, and then it went back and forth. And they agreed at the top and across the board, this would be a great thing to do. So to sort of celebrate or mark Boehner as being the new Speaker of the House after Nancy Pelosi actually kissed him Yeah. On both sides. The gavel went down, and the first order of business was to read the Constitution.
I like that.
Did you see whether Boehner wiped his mouth?
I know I didn't see that. Those of you who are watching on the stream at Doug Steffen or GoodDayShow.com, this is what you
do. Oh, wait a minute. I have to go back to it again.
Okay. Here's the poll at DougSteffen.com. Have you ever read the U.S. Constitution? A, yes, multiple times. I'm a huge history buff. B, no, the document is too long and too complex. C, I never read the body of the document, but I have memorized the preamble. Did that in school. And D, are there cliff notes for that? The Constitution, boys and girls, not really that long. It's much shorter than most of the bills these jerks pass.
Yeah, that's true. And more direct, actually.
Yeah, right, yeah. All right, the poll yesterday, do you believe it's best to move the N-word from the Mark Twain classics? 67% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com said, while I am against all modern usage of the N-word, I think the historical context in Huck Finn is valuable. I would have signed on to that. 16% of you said, no, I'm against censorship of all forms. 14% of you said, no, the books are perfect just as they are. And 3% said, yes, the N-word is an offensive and vile word that ought not to be used.
By the way, so far, today's poll, 74% say they've never read the body of the document but had to memorize the preamble in school.
We should make it required.
Okay, our video of the day today, we actually have two. The acting chief of reference at the National Archives takes viewers inside the National Archive vaults to see some of the rarely displayed documents. This is a good thing for history buffs as well. I believe, however, the audio would be like listening to the paint
dry.
Yeah, right.
But it's interesting to watch.
Right.
If you've never been to the National Archives, you've never seen the Constitution.
Very good. Yep, very good to watch.
The other video.
Video is the simple song that teaches the preamble of the Constitution.
Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution?
Remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Hey, I do.
Learn about the
as opposed to School of Rock.
That's right.
In 1787, untold, our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA
on the corny
was just starting out.
How long till the Glee kids do a rendition of this?
That'd be cool.
So our people spelled it out, the things that we should be. And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution. And it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty. To ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Son watches this today.
1787, I'm told.
Schoolhouse Rock was awesome.
Fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that's known the world
around. Kind of like a Sesame Street sort of thing.
The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country. And so our people spelled it out. They wanted a land of liberty. And the preamble goes like this. We the people.
I think we get the point.
This is painful.
Yeah, well, for you,
it's good.
We all have different relative points of view on things like this. I would have predicted Roberta would say what she just did, and I would also have predicted Jennifer said what she just did, and that's what makes a horse race in the world go around. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the latest on green tea coming up here on Good Day.
Establish this constant.
I'd like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free, it's like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the latest on green tea. We'll have that info after we spend a minute talking about what we have talked about. It seems like almost since the beginning of you and I getting together, we've been talking about the healthful benefits of probiotics, and our friends that make Sustanex and Digestive Advantage have come up with this new formula to help a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments, Ken. Digestive Advantage IBS, which combines a lot of helpful things, does it not?
Yes, get the benefits of these healthy bacteria to zoom up your immune system so you can fight all these bugs, but also allow your digestive system to get rid of the nausea, the bloating, the constipation, the diarrhea. If you've been to the doctor, they haven't been able to find a specific cause for all of your symptoms, your digestive problems. Try this, and this has helped a lot of my patients.
For those of you who have intensive bowel needs, lactose intolerant, gas, that sort of stuff, not pleasant to talk about, but this is pleasant because it gets rid of the problem. Digestive Advantage is available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere, like CVS and Walgreens and Target and Rite Aid. You name the place, they've got it. You're looking for Digestive Advantage. All right, Ken, what's the latest on green tea?
Out this morning, Doug, out of the medical journal Phytomedicine, regular consumption of green tea may offer protection against Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, and may also slow the growth of cancer cells. We know it's very helpful in men to fight prostate cancer.
Yeah, it's really something that has been proven over and over again to be nothing but good for you. Speaking of that, fish oil also good news on that today.
Good news out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Fish oil is helpful for patients who have heart failure. Seems 2 grams of fish oil a day strengthens the heart. This is very helpful information. Finally, heart doctors are paying attention to nutrition to help the heart.
Speaking of nutrition, as many of you know, we have started this week talking about the MetaFast diet that we're all going on. Richie's going on it, Jennifer, Roberta, and me. MetaFast is so good, it's so fast, it's so safe, it's so simple, so satisfying, it's so well supported. Richie, you've already heard from the dietitian.
Had a nice long conversation with my nutritionist yesterday. Very nice, very helpful.
Yeah. If you want to lose up to 20 pounds this month, Ken recommends, and you can go, by the way, to his own website, MetaFastKen.com, and learn why Ken thinks this is, about 20,000 other doctors, this is the cat's meow. And give us just a tidbit of why you support this, Ken.
Exactly. I'm one of over 20,000 doctors since 1980 who support this. It's a nutritional plan. It's healthy eating. It's a lifestyle. You lose weight. There's no gimmicks here. I've seen it with all my patients lose weight effectively in a short period of time.
Eat 5 MetaFast meals and 1 lean and green meal every day. Find out all about it by going to MetaFastKen.com, spell out MetaFast as you would expect, MEDIFAST, Ken.com. Enter Dr. Ken, save $50 when you get into the plan, or call them toll free 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
53 past the hour now as we get into our movie moments, movie music, Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins, who, by the way, turned 62 today, Richie. Wow. This is from the film Top Gun. Tom Cruise, speaking of kissers, Kelly McGillis, Anthony Edwards, and Val Kilmer in this. Kilmer can play almost any part.
He's
one of the best. He's a quirky, really weird guy to deal with, apparently.
He's a nut bird, I think.
He's very good at most any role you put him into. And he makes, up until this year, I haven't seen him much this year, he makes 4 or 5 movies a year, from one to the next to the next to the next. He just keeps going on. Whatever script they throw at him, I'll do it, let's go.
Yeah.
One of those deals. Anyway, this from the film Top Gun, which was a big film chucker in 1986.
And, there's a lot of talk that there's going to be a sequel. I know there is a sequel in development, whether it gets made.
34 years ago. But everybody knows the film. Everybody knows the film. Okay, let's see if everybody's going to recognize this film. We have 3 audio outtakes from a film that was number one in 1987. And it was the first film for 1, 2, 3 of the stars. One of them, it was not his first film, but the other 3 it was. He turns 47 today. Maybe that'll help you when you hear his voice, which comes up right now in the first clip.
What year was this film?
1987.
So it's a Brat Pack flick, right?
No.
My name is H.I. McDonough. Call me Hi.
Oh, I got it.
The first time I met Ed was in the county lockup.
The guy named is Ed for a pretty thing like you.
George Orwina, turn to the right.
Pretty easy.
You're a flower, you are.
Really?
It's not a Brat Pack flick, but it is a Brat Pack flick.
Well, I saw it. I didn't understand what it was about for a while. It took me a while to get it. But it was an interesting storyline, actually. 800-510-8255. For those of you who are into this and on to it, help yourself. First one in with the right answer gets the prize. If you have not won before in movie moments, here's next clue.
You go right back up there and get me a toddler. I need a baby hide. I got more than I can handle.
Oh, well, I was wrong.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. That is the that was her first.
She's a hoot.
Yeah. Well, she's up and down. All right. Next clip.
What kind of home life is this for a child? You supposed to be an example?
For what? In this man?
Uh-huh.
I never postured myself as a 3-piece suit type. Turn right, honey.
We got a child now. Everything's changed.
Well, Nathan Jr. accepts me for what I am.
I'm not going to live this way, hon. It just ain't family life.
Well, it ain't Ozzie and Harriet.
All right. I might throw in a help. I don't know if this will help you or not. Roseanne, maybe that'll help you a little. 800-510-8255. And also Cold might help you with one of the stars. How's that, Chucky? You got the movie, right?
I got a good guess, but I can't say I'm 100% positive.
Nah, you know it.
Yeah, you'll know it when you hear it. Okay, your call is coming, and Chucker previews this weekend's new movies in a moment on Good Day.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card, like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-TALK. Chucker, what's coming out this weekend?
Only, you really dug only one new wide release, which is the period action movie Season of the Witch with Nicolas Cage, who clearly did this movie for the paycheck. 5% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. And I said this a few weeks ago. I wouldn't see this movie if you let me in free. It just really does not appeal to me in any way by the trailers. And Sony's re-releasing The Social Network this weekend on 600 screens. Why? Well, they wanted to cross $200 million worldwide. It's about $198 million so far. They're going to release it on DVD Tuesday. The Blu-ray is selling for less than $17, which is a pretty good deal. Most likely, The Social Network is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Other news, Paramount Pictures moving forward with a sequel to its G.I. Joe film, although the director, Stephen Summers, will not return. Dennis Quaid and the rest of the cast have a contract that they have to come back for a follow-up. And all six Star Wars movies will be released on Blu-ray.
Again.
How much money can George Lucas make on this stuff?
It goes on and on and on.
It's a never-ending bank.
Jim is in Buell, Minnesota. Jim, what's the name of the movie?
Raising Arizona.
Nicolas Cage, Holly Hunter, John Goodman, Frances McDormand. Cage is 47 today. Good job, man. Hold on. 59 past.